Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we listen to music from the soundtrack of Eclipse, the latest film in the Twilight series. We also answer a question about a famous former soccer player. But first, we go to a sports bar in Washington for the final game of this year's National Basketball Association Championship.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball.
Tens of thousands of basketball fans lined the streets of Los Angeles on Monday to watch a victory parade. They were celebrating the Los Angeles Lakers' victory over the Boston Celtics in the National Basketball Association Championship game. Shirley Griffith has more.
The Celtics led the series 3-2. They needed just one more victory to win the best of 7-game series and the NBA title. But the Lakers' Kobe Bryant scored 26 points in Game 6 to force a Game 7 in Los Angeles last Thursday. Our summer intern, Mike DeFabo, visited a sports bar in Washington for the game. He talked with some fans watching the game on television.
Well, you know, it's getting toward the end of the week, so I just called some friends and It's Game 7, so we figured it'd be a pretty good game, pretty close, and said, why not, you know, to come celebrate the end of the week with a beer and a good basketball game. Oh, being here definitely helps me get more into the game. I mean, the crowd seems to be into it. Even just people at the bar, you know, are cheering with a big shot.
I respect Kobe. I respect his game. I think he's one of the top 5 players probably of all time. I wouldn't want to be his teammate. I think if I was a Lakers fan or if Kobe was on my team, that would be something I really look forward to as a sports fan. But he's also kind of that great sports enemy that we can all sort of love to hate.
Since Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and back in the good old days.
Why did he bend over? He's
trying to get his arm out.
No, he's flopping.
I didn't realize that this was a Red Sox bar, which would kind of mean that it's a Celtics bar too, but it feels kind of good watching the Celtics fans walk away sad.
The Lakers played from behind for most of the game. They were losing by as many as 13 points in the second half. That was until Ron Artest tied the game with a little more than 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Sasha Vojacek closed the game out for the Lakers. He hit 2 free throws in the final seconds to give Los Angeles an 83-79 victory. Kobe Bryant was named Most Valuable Player in the finals for the second straight year. He averaged almost 30 points per game. This was his 5th NBA championship. Bryant said, "This championship is sweeter than the rest because it came against the Celtics." The two teams have met 12 times in the championship series. They last played against each other in the finals in 2008. The Celtics won that series in 6 games. This was the Lakers' 16th championship in team history. They moved one championship closer to the NBA record. The record is held by none other than the Boston Celtics, who have won 17 titles.
This week's listener question comes from George Shinozaki in Japan. While the World Cup is being played in South Africa, our listener wants to know more about the famous American soccer player, Kobe Jones. Kobe Jones was one of the most successful soccer players in America. He won championships at the college and professional level, and he was named United States Soccer Player of the Year, but he was not always a star. Kobe Jones was born in 1970. When he was 7 years old, his coach told him he was not a good player. He thought the boy should give up the sport. Instead, Kobe tried even harder. In 1988, Kobe Jones went to the University of Southern California, Los Angeles. At first, he was not seen as a great soccer player, but he became a star. He helped his team win the 1990 college championship. The following year, Jones set a school record with 18 assists. He was named an All-American. The governing body for college sports gives All-American honors to the best players in every sport. After college, Kobe Jones played professionally in England and Brazil. Then in 1996, he came back to America to play for the newly formed Major League Soccer. It did not take long for Jones to make his mark on his new team, the Los Angeles Galaxy. Jones spent 11 years with the team. 1998 was his best year in the MLS. He scored 19 goals and assisted in 13 more. He was named United States Soccer Athlete of the Year. He led the Galaxy to the MLS Cup Championships in 2002 and 2005. At the same time, Jones also played for the United States national team. He played on 3 World Cup teams, including the 2002 team that reached the quarterfinals. In total, Jones played in 164 international games. That is the most of any American player. Kobe Jones played his final game with the national team in 2004. He retired from Major League Soccer in 2007. The Los Angeles Galaxy honored him by retiring his number. He is now an assistant coach with the Galaxy. Next week, vampire fans across the United States will be racing to theaters to see the new movie, Eclipse. This is the third movie based on the Twilight Saga series of books written by Stephanie Meyer. Songs from the movie were recently released on a new album. It expresses the movie's difficult love story between a young woman and a vampire and the battle they must prepare to fight. Faith Lapidus tells us more.
Touch me, I'm cold.
Song Let's Get Lost, performed by Beck and Natasha Khan, also known as Bat for Lashes. It is one of 15 songs on the best-selling album, Eclipse. The producers of the album considered hundreds of different songs. Paul Katz says they wanted to create a great musical experience for people, whether or not they are fans of the Twilight movies. He says his team chose well-known musicians as well as newly discovered bands. The music also had to express the rising tension in the movie as characters prepare for battle. Here is the song, What Part of Forever, performed by CeeLo Green. Song Eclipse, All Yours, by the Canadian band Metric. To create this song, the band worked closely with Howard Shore, the music writer for the movie Eclipse. The song is about fearlessly loving someone, no matter the cost.
Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Dana Demange and Michael DeFabo, who was also the producer. You can find transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our shows at voaspecialenglish.com. If you have a question about American life, send an email to mosaic@voanews.com. We might answer it on this show. Please remember to tell us your name and where you live. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.